easier to wait a little while until we get more of the blanks filled in and we don't have to hopscotch around so much among those. But we do have some other work we can do. First, we'd just like to go back to Article 1 and 5. And my understanding is that Representative Clark has an amendment for the runaway and homeless youth section of the bill.
I do have an amendment for the transitional housing. I don't yet have an amendment for the runaway and homeless youth. I will have one, though, but I'm not there yet.
Okay, well, if you have a different amendment for this article, that'd be fine, too.
Maybe I do have one. I do have one for the runaway and homeless youth.
Well, you see.
There it is.
Staff
okay.
at least is
yep.
tracking
That's
with
right.
each other.
Okay. I have another one as well. Madam Chair, it's listed A195, and it's just being passed out, I think.
Where's the process? It won't be tonight.
Thank you. Is she going to move it? I'm assuming.
R16.
You're getting it for DM.
So nice to see everyone has a seat tonight.
I heard some Madam people Chair. Asking for popcorn.
Madam Chair.
Representative Walker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. While Representative Clark, I'll respond to that. I think that folks wanted to go enjoy their Friday night, unfortunately, instead of staying and hanging with us.
Well, Representative Walker, I think maybe the way everyone should look at it is we could be doing this weekend, or we could be doing it next weekend, or the weekend after. This time of the year, there's always one weekend. Representative Clark, did you want to move the A195 amendment?
Yes, Madam Chair, I'll move that amendment.
Any discussion?
You want me to describe it?
Please.
Basically, what it does is remove administrative fees and say that up to instead of 8%, we're going to reduce it to 4% of the funds may be used for monitoring and evaluation of the runaway and homeless youth program. And depending on the funding that this program gets later on, we wanted to be sure that we have as much of it going directly towards homeless youth as possible. And that's what this amendment does.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Representative Walker, did you have a chance to look at the amendments that we had this morning?
Madam Chair, yes, I have, and actually Council is working on cleaning up some of that. And so I haven't got – she hasn't been able to have a chance to fix that language. So there'll be an amendment to the amendment.
Okay. Do you think it'll be ready tonight? Or?
Madam Chair, it depends on which article we do tonight because she's here.
Oh, well, we can go back to that article whenever that's ready. We just set that
yes.
piece aside to give you more time.
Yes. And, Madam Chair, I think at that same time, after we have a conversation, that other piece can be dealt with, too.
I understand that.
What is
okay. The section that we just amended, Representative Clark, are you okay to adopt that right. now with the amendment?
Adopt it.
Okay.
Yes. I move that we adopt
section
Article 1, Section 56.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Okay, then we have House and Senate sections on page R18 relating to DHS conducting rate surveys every year instead of every other year, and we have established that there is no fiscal impact to that. We did hold on that, so we could adopt that now.
This is Article 1 as well?
This is Article 1.
Article 1, I would move that Article 1
What section is
it? It would be Senate Section 4, line 6.8 only.
Okay, I would move Article 1, Senate Sections 4, line 6.8.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted. Representative Walker, will you be interested in offering the A-145 amendment related to community services?
Madam Chair, I don't believe so. I believe that hopefully, depending on the language that council comes up with, that will be resolved.
All right. Then let's turn to the continuing care article, Article 4. The gears are still rolling over there. That's good. We'll come back to that if you're ready tonight, Representative Walker. Then Article 4.
Madam Chair, I can start. The first open section is Senate Section 1. This requires mandatory counseling related to reverse mortgages. I believe the agreement was that this would be in?
Yes, that's correct.
I would move Article 4, Senate Section 1.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next section is Senate Section 2. This authorizes some downsizing projects and rate increases for specified ICFMRs. And I believe this was agreed to by the committee.
Madam Chair, I would move Article 4, Senate Section 2.
I thought we had already adopted that, but just in case we haven't... Is there any discussion of the motion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is House Section 4, Senate Section 62, dealing with a rate increase for a day training and rehabilitation provider. And I think the question here is what percentage a rate increase the facility receives.
I think this is still on hold.
The next section would be Senate Section 4, and this is related to the role of the Minnesota Housing Finance Agency in reverse mortgages. And again, I believe that this was agreed to.
Madam Chair, I would move Article 4, Section 4, Senate Section 4.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
And Madam Chair, I guess staff weren't sure about how Section 5, disability linkage line, whether
it's
any
on
decision.
Hold.
Okay. Uh, Madam Chair and members, the next section is House Section 19, Senate Section 7. We had previously adopted House language on this, but the Senate had some language related to reverse mortgages that had not that had been put on hold.
Madam Chair, I would adopt Article 4, the part of Section 7 that relates to reverse mortgages.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
And Madam Chair, I think the next two sections are can be taken together. It's House Section 20 and House Section 21. House Section 21 has a paragraph F that allows MAEPD participants to retain the higher asset level when they lose eligibility due to turning age 65. I believe that was something agreed to. House Section 20 is a conforming change to this change in paragraph F.
Madam Chair, I'd move Article 4, House Sections 20 and 21.
No, we just want in Section 21, paragraph F.
Right, 21, paragraph F in Section 20.
Any further discussion?
Yeah.
Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
And Madam Chair, the next open section, it's a policy issue, House Section 23. It specifies that the availability of assets under a spousal asset division must be calculated according to federal law.
And we had some questions about that. I don't understand if there is federal law on it, how we could do it and not follow the federal law.
Madam Chair, I think there is some questions about what the federal law required. I think this issue might have been related to annuities and how those are treated. And I've been told that this is sort of was placeholder language and people were working on the issue.
Well, I haven't heard of any work being done on it, so apparently we must not be ready to adopt it. And Mr. Chun, before we come back to it, if you could ask the department to give us their analysis of this or their view on it. This is an area that's pretty technical, and I think the folks around the table could use some technical assistance with that.
Okay, Madam Chair, we'll do that.
Madam Chair, we had about 45 minutes of testimony on this one.
Yes.
I just was making a comment. Go ahead.
Okay. Mr. Chun.
Sure. Madam Chair, the next section is House Section 26. This establishes a self-directed supports option under medical assistance. I believe this was agreed to.
Yes.
Should we do 27 as well?
Can we do both 26 and 27?
Yes, Madam Chair.
All
they're
right.
Related.
I move House Article 4, Sections 26 and 27.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The Madam Chair, I guess going back then to Senate Section 10, this is related to reducing the PCA payment rate for late assessments, and I believe this was agreed to with a 25% reduction.
Do you need the number? I don't think so.
Madam Chair, that was in an amendment that was adopted a couple nights ago to raise it to 25% but delay it for 1 year until July 1 of 08, and we had some other language in there to give a 60-day notice so that...
I understand that, but doesn't 25% make it a larger penalty?
It makes it a larger penalty, but it makes it basically budget neutral, and it's what's carried in the tracking.
I see. Okay, that helps me. So...
I would move Article 4... Senate Section 10.
With 25%.
I thought we already amended. Did we amend it already?
It is amended already.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next section is Senate Section 11. This relates to community support plans and reverse mortgages. And again, I believe this was agreed to.
Madam Chair, I would move Article 4, Senate Section 11.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next open section is the portion of Senate Section 12, which also relates to reverse mortgages.
Madam Chair, I'd move Article 4, Senate Section 12, the portion related to reverse mortgages.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
And Madam Chair, the next section is Senate Section 15, and this is related to alternative care services and reverse mortgages. And again, this was agreed to by the committee.
Madam Chair, I would move Article 4, Senate Section 15.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next section is House Section 51, Senate Article 4, Section 22. This relates to a statewide quality assurance and improvement system for persons receiving disability services. This is a money issue, but there are also some policy differences. And this difference is that the House requires survey field testing in 2008 and implementing in 2009. The Senate would require field testing and then a report on the appropriations necessary to implement. And there are also some technical differences on which staff recommend the combination of House and Senate language.
Is there a recommendation about the policy differences? Or?
Madam Chair, the policy difference relates to the money difference, and I guess we weren't sure in looking at the appropriation whether you would the House language, which required implementation in 2009, had a higher fiscal note, and the Senate had a lower fiscal note because it only field tested and it did not implement. So
the agreement is to take the Senate number, so whatever language would go along with that.
You should take the Senate language then and
okay.
Madam Chair, I would move Article 4, Section, Article 4, Section 20 of the Senate language. 22 of the Senate language.
With the technical combination of language that the staff recommends.
Exactly.
Any discussion? Seeing none. Everyone in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
And Madam Chair, the next section is Senate Section 17. This deals with state recovery actions for persons who have who are participating in the reverse mortgage incentive program. I believe this was agreed to.
Madam Chair, I would move Article 4, Senate Section 17.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted. I think that is the end of the reverse mortgage section. Is that right, Mr. Chun?
Madam Chair, okay, I think there's one way in the back also.
Okay, well.
That's the article.
Okay. I just wanted to stop before we finish this just to thank all the people in the Department of Human Services and the State Housing Finance Agency and people from the private sector that worked on helping us put this together, well, really now over 2 years ago. And finally, our work is paying off, so thank you.
Madam Chair, next section is dealing with nursing home services for persons who are ventilator dependent. This is House Section 53. And Senate Section 18, and I believe that the agreement was the House provision.
thought it was a Senate provision. Oh, are they identical?
Madam Chair, no. The House provides a higher rate for one facility, and the Senate provides a higher rate for two facilities.
Well, then we're taking the Senate language. I mean the House language. Okay. Yes, the House language.
Madam Chair, I would
move. Duly noted.
Article 4, Section 53.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
And Madam Chair, the next section, House 56, Senate Section 20, deals with life safety code reimbursement for nursing facilities, and there are a number of policy differences. The Senate, first of all, in this section, does extend for two more years the ban on automatic inflation adjustments for nursing facilities, and there are differences in the life safety code language. The Senate doesn't include language that would allow facilities to count costs not reimbursed under the section under a regular, construction project. And the Senate also doesn't allow DHS to allocate unspent funds to participating facilities for other life safety code requirements.
And I believe the amount of money we took on this would match the Senate language. We needed some of the House language if it was a lower amount, so.
Right. Madam Chair, I would move Article 4, Senate Section 20.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
And Madam Chair, would that also apply to the Senate extension of the ban on the automatic inflation adjustments?
Maybe we could get someone.
Madam Chair, I believe that's in the tracking for the tails.
Oh. Yes. Okay. So we have adopted it. Okay. Thank you.
The next section would be House Section 58. This would increase operating payment rates for nursing facilities in Chisago County to the Group 3 median rate. I believe this was a provision that was agreed to.
Madam Chair, I'd move Article 4, Section 58.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. I see some strange looks. The discussion here was that since we are moving to rebasing, and this particular county is in the metro area, or the grouping that would be considered the metro region for rebasing, that we are not making things worse. We were only going to do this for 1 year, however, until the rebasing took effect, so I do believe we need to have some sort of a sunset on this language.
Madam Chair, I would move to that staff draft language that would accomplish that on Section 58.
Any discussion of that? Is that acceptable part of the motion? We'll direct the staff to do that then. Moving along then.
Madam Chair, the next open section would be House 63 and Senate 21. This is the nursing home COLA. And it's my understanding that the tracking is 3% the first year only for nursing homes, which would be 2.87% for a COLA and 0.13% for a quality add-on. And there are a number of policy differences in the COLA language. The biggest one is that the Senate sets aside half the COLA for an equal dollar amount hourly wage increase for covered employees. There are a number of other differences.
I think there are enough differences here that have not been resolved that we should just keep this on hold for a little bit more.
On the next one is House 64. The PERA costs, and tracking has that in.
Madam Chair, I'd move Article 4, Section 64.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next would be House 65, and the tracking has that in, plus the technicals that were already adopted.
So are they identical with the technicals?
I think they're already in, right, Madam Chair?
Yes, they were identical on the money and the technicals, some are from the House and some are from the Senate.
So we don't need to do any more adopting of this language?
No. Okay. The next one, House 66, House only. It's a policy issue. It eliminates the authority for the commissioner to annually rebase the case mix indices and base rates using more current data. And the notes I have are that DHS prefers the Senate and the industry prefers the House.
And could somebody just explain why we need to do this? Is there anyone in the House that knows why they have this in? Well, I guess, why don't you come up to the table, Ms. Cullen, for a few minutes, and maybe we could have someone from the department also come up to the table, since we seem to have differences of opinion on this.
It's actually, if you do rebasing, Madam Chair, Patty Cullen, Care Providers Administrator, if you do rebasing, then you don't need to act on this. If you don't do rebasing, that's why we had this in there.
So that's not needed then.
The next is House 7, 67. It's a money issue that we couldn't figure out from tracking. This would include quality profiles for nursing homes that don't participate in MA on the report card.
I believe that is on hold still.
The next issue is the rebasing of nursing facility operating payment rates, and there's an amendment that has the A70 amendment we discussed the other day, plus some other changes.
So can we have that amendment distributed?
Chair, I would move the A112 amendment.
And members, this is the amendment that the department had drafted to help place certain elements into the rebasing proposal. And we have studied this a bit more, and I think some people like some parts of it better than other parts of it, but I think overall that we need to do this amendment in order to move ahead with rebasing. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
The motion is adopted.
And then, Madam Chair, I would move House Article 4, Senate Section 23.
Mm-hmm. We done everything, all the amending we need now on this article in order to adopt
on this issue,
in this section in order to adopt it?
Yes.
Okay. Representative Thiessen moves that Section 23 is amended be adopted. Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
The next section to look at would be on page 26 of this document. It would be House 82 versus Senate 37. And I believe you want Senate 37 because of the it has the reflects the dates for rebasing for the phase-in.
Madam Chair, I'd move Article 4, Senate Section 37.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Section 42 was adopted in the amendment. Do you want to readopt that, or that's the 0.13% quality add-on?
Well, if it was already in the amendment, I don't think we need to do it again, do we?
No.
Let's move on then.
The next issue that's open would be on page 30 of the document. It's the ICFMR rate increase. You want to put that on hold as well, along with the nursing facility COLA?
I think so.
Let me try to explain it. 101, House 101.
Let's move on then.
Next is House 103. This is a Medicare special needs plans report to the legislature on the initial results of implementation. The House is not tracking any money. The Senate testimony was that there was very little time between implementation of these plans and this report due date. So that's why the Senate didn't have it. It does have a fiscal note. If it has a, if the due date was pushed back so that it would be a good report, then it would have a fiscal note.
Well, let's put this on hold. I don't think we've resolved whether
we can talk.
Madam Chair?
Senator Prettner-Solon.
Do we need to adopt on House Section 94 and 95 the Senate language? Or I guess 49 has been adopted. No, I'm sorry. That's wrong. Yes. Section 50, do we need to adopt that?
Madam Chair, that was also amended and adopted in the A112 amendment.
Okay.
Sections 105 and 106 on the House side, I guess I'm unclear. We're unclear from the tracking whether that was included or not. The standard of assistance, persons eligible.
This is still on hold. I don't think this has been decided. So let's move on.
Then I believe the GRH issue is on hold, so we can go to page 35. And Senate Section 58 is part of the reverse mortgage package. It's been agreed to.
Madam Chair, I move Article 4, Section 58, Senate Section 58.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
House Section 116, payment delay for counties that overspent their MRRC waiver program. The language just talks about Fillmore County, but I believe the tracking also adds Steele and St. Louis counties, but not Carver.
Madam Chair, I would move.
Yes.
We probably need an amendment.
We could probably amend this orally.
Well, let me look at the language.
The language in the bill itself is okay, isn't it?
What?
So, Mr. Gill, if you'd just like to state the counties that need to be added to this and the one that needs to be taken out.
Well, I think the counties that would be included would be Fillmore, Steele, and St. Louis.
So,
Madam Chair, I would move to amend Section 116 on line 266.14. After the period, this section applies only to Fillmore, St. Louis, and
Steele
counties.
Any discussion of the amendment? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, I would move Article 4, Section 116.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Next is House Section 120, Senate 61. That's another COLA section. You want to put that on hold?
Yes, I think we need to be consistent throughout here with what we do with those.
House Section 122, this is the federal approval related to MAEPD, and beyond our understanding that you would not need this anymore because it's just...
Right. This was not included in the portions that were taken on the tracking.
Okay. Then on House 123, requires the Commissioner of Human Services to provide recommendations on certain changes related to rebasing, but these issues are already taken care of in the A112 amendment, so this would not be needed. There was some discussion of amending this to make it a study of costs and possible inflation under rebasing. I don't know if you want to change the study to do that or just drop it.
Right. This is not a study, and I don't think we have money to do a study. These are recommendations. I'm sure we'll get plenty of input on these recommendations from a wide variety of individuals. So the discussion will continue.
The next is Senate Section 60. Requires DHS to study housing with services establishments and their home care services providers to assess the impact on public expenditures, and unclear from the tracking whether this was in or out.
I don't even know where this came from. Why don't we just leave this on hold?
Would be the of Article 4.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. Are there any other articles that we could do?
There might be. Senator, there is one technical amendment for Article 4, if you want to do that tonight.
Yes, that would be fine.
This is an amendment to a previously adopted amendment. It amends the A94 amendment that was adopted a few nights ago, and the industry realized that they had, I guess, made an error in drafting that language, and so they...
This has to do with changes to the nursing home moratorium law?
Right. DHS has reviewed this and says it's just technical.
Madam Chair, I would move the A120 amendment.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. I guess the next amendment we'll take up is the A194 amendment. You can have it distributed.
I think they have it over there.
Madam Chair.
Representative Walker.
I'll move the A194 amendment, and I do have an oral amendment to the amendment.
If you want to just incorporate it into the amendment.
Yes. On line 1.6, delete create. And insert implement, and I'll incorporate that. And just briefly to explain this, after the letter from the governor and his concerns about this, Representative Loeffler, who's the author of this bill, wanted to take care and clean up some of the language. And from my understanding, this takes care of the governor's concerns, and the advocates support this.
Any questions? Seeing none, those in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment is adopted. Have we adopted this section already, though?
Yes, we have.
Okay, so we don't need to adopt it again. Hard to keep track. I guess we'd like to have a little bit more discussion about this pharmacy study amendment. If there's someone from the department that could come forward who has been following that issue.
Madam Chair,
I guess we'll just wait on this until we... Oh, she is. Somebody is here. Somebody's here. Barb Julek. Could we get her a copy of the amendment, please?
Madam Chair, what amendment are we referring to here?
Well, earlier today we had distributed for our homework pile an amendment. That's the A189 amendment.
No, that's the...
What number?
A187, and we did not act on it. And I guess the House would like to just adopt certain lines of that amendment. We could have that pointed out to the conference committee.
It's the part that is section 35.
And I guess my question about this is... this would be the study portion of this language, and I remember that we just did a study. We just got the results back this January, and I'm just wondering, we've been told the department could absorb this study. We paid $70,000 for the last one, and I'm just wondering if this, what is this study going to do that the last study failed to do? And
well, Madam Chair, I can't answer that question. I do know we've looked at the language and have put a zero fiscal note on it, but I'm not familiar with the other study and how it compares to this study.
So. Why don't we hold this and maybe we can find out if there's someone in the department that worked on the study that could enlighten us a little more.
Okay.
We have had a little bit of criticism about the number of studies in this conference committee bill, and
Madam Chair.
We'd just like to make sure we're not just continuing forever to study the same things.
Well, the department's still here. I'm kind of out of the loop on this thing, but I think we have to do something on this topic. And I just only got a half a message here about the first part of this. The first part of this amendment, which is Section 34, actually does something. Does that something help to give the pharmacist some relief if the savings actually come in as expected and their losses go down as expected, their losses increase as expected, can the department count? So,
Representative Abler, all I know is that most every time in my life that I've tried to capture potential anticipated savings, the Department of Finance has not allowed it to happen. And I'll tell you, no, I'm going to finish this because there is some logic to that. There possibly in this world are anticipated potential losses, and they don't make us, have to account for those, and so they feel that it's therefore the equivalent policy to not be trying to spend potential future savings. Now, if you actually create a policy change in law that actually would create savings, then sometimes that is able to be recognized, although not always. But this isn't the case. So, it's like, let me think of something else. Let's just say, for example, the federal government changes the reimbursement for the Medicare Part D program. That would change our clawback. We can't kind of anticipate that ahead of time and spend that money. When and if it does happen, it shows up in the forecast.
But, Madam Chair, could we not make a statement saying if the changes happen to the clawback money disappears, then it could be applied to something else?
No,
Why couldn't it with the legislature?
Ms. Julek?
Madam Chair, using that example, if the percentages change and you want to contingently grab that savings and spend it, I think the counter argument that Senator Berglund's trying to get to, what if they went up? You're not recognizing that either. And it's a give and take on both sides. And taking it always on one side is not recognized or usually allowable by the Department of Finance because you have to have that balance.
Sometimes they sort of balance each other out. You have a few uppers and a few downers and kind of as a wash.
Yeah, this is turning into a downer, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, and maybe for the department, is there any relief that we're going to be able to provide this group that's going to be harmed if we don't act?
Ms. Julek, I don't know if that's in your department, but
yeah, I know.
I think it'd be a more appropriate question for whoever from the department worked on this study in the past, and when that person
Madam Chair, I
comes don't want to be tomorrow, today. We could have some discussion.
Because I don't think the answer is a more study. This is just an effort to find some way to generate enough data so that they'll actually recognize what seems obvious to anybody who's listening to the information, not the current witness.
I believe the last study was supposed to collect data so we could compare what the DEFRA costs would be to what the real costs are as well, but we can get the report for people. Yeah. I mean,
But, Madam Chair, I believe the results of that study shows there's going to be trouble, and we're likely to lose some rural pharmacies. I think that's going to be a really bad thing, and that's why I'm being so insistent. So, and that's why I thought this paragraph was kind of a cool paragraph. But I guess we'll have to just let them all crash, and we'll have to fix them come January. But I'm sorry about that. So I hope that maybe something can be thought of in the meantime.
Well,
that's all I'm wishing for.
We'll set this aside, and perhaps we can have some more discussion about it when we have the staff person that could provide us with the technical assistance. Are there any other articles that we could do tonight, Mr. Giel? Article 7.
Oh. Madam Chair.
Senator Lynch, if you're not feeling well, you could go home. It would be all right. We only need to have three on each side.
Madam Chair, the first section in Article 7 is I guess House Section 1. This is base budget detail, and there's some related House sections in House Section 5 and House Section 23. This requires the Commissioner of Finance to provide additional budget information, and House Sections 5 and 23 require the Departments of Human Services and Health to provide this information to the Commissioner of Finance.
Madam Chair, I'd move Article 7, Sections 1, 5, and 23.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
And Madam Chair, the next section is House Section 2.
We're going to skip over that one.
That's a great area for another time, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, the next section is then Senate Section 2, dealing with the definition of dependent.
We're going to hold on that one. Just a few questions about whether each side has the fiscal covered on this issue.
The next open section would then be House Section 3, which deals with an agricultural cooperative health plan for farmers. This is a conforming change, and the actual operative language is in House Section 63.
I think Commerce told us today that this can be done without any fiscal impact, and they just need some language changes.
Madam Chair, there is an amendment that, I guess, clarifies some of that language, but I believe the change that needs to be made would be in that amendment to remove the exemption from the 2% insurance premium tax. You'd have to do an oral amendment to that amendment.
Okay.
Did you want to pass out that amendment? Or?
Yes.
Madam Chair, while that's coming, if I just put a plug in back for Senate Section 2, we had testimony in our committees that the plans thought that would be an incidental cost and not any big driver, but the money would come from Doer. And so I think if we later exempted Doer from this provision, I think we could get some of these young adults insured under their parents' plans if there was an additional cost that the plan payers would pay. So that's my
Senator Abler, I think we just need to have a little more discussion about that. I think it's a great provision, too. Actually, Senator Lynch was one of the authors of it in the Senate, and we love the provision. It's a Senate position, but just got to make sure we're not moving too fast and causing a problem when we move ahead. Now, if the staff could just help us to cross off whatever we don't need of this amendment.
Madam Chair, I believe the amendment to this amendment would be on lines, 1.18 and 1.19. You would delete does not apply and insert applies.
I just missed those line numbers. Could you repeat that, Mr. Chair?
Madam Chair, it was line 1.18, and then continuing on to line 1.19, you would delete does not apply, and you would insert applies.
It will incorporate that into the amendment.
Madam Chair, I move the A-186 amendment.
Is that the only change, Mr. Chun, that we need to make?
Madam Chair, that's correct, just that change.
Okay. Representative Thiessen moves the A-186 amendment with the oral change. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, I'd move Article 7, Section
8. Yeah.
Article 7, Section 63.
Yes.
Any further discussion?
Madam Chair? Which section is this?
What section?
This is
now this amendment. Section 63. This is a delete all this.
We amended the section. Now we're just going to adopt a section on the agricultural co-ops.
Madam Chair, somebody just explain what changes we made to this.
The original language exempted them from the premium tax. And they have agreed now they do not need to be exempted from the premium tax, and we're really happy about that because we weren't sure how we're going to pay for it. So.
Madam Chair, I'd amend my motion. I'd like to move Article 7, Sections 3 and 63.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
And Madam Chair, the next two sections are related. There are Senate Sections 3 and 4 dealing with the role of the Legislative Commission on health care access.
Madam Chair?
I think we need to keep this on hold just a little bit more.
And then, Madam Chair, the next open section is Senate Section 7, again dealing with dependent coverage. Did you want to put that in hold as well?
Yes.
Madam Chair, the next is House Section 8. And this deals with validity of prescriptions through an online questionnaire, and I believe that the language has been worked out, and there's an amendment on that.
Yes, this bill was not given a hearing in the Senate Policy Committee, but Senator Marty has been involved with the House author, and I believe they've worked out a compromise that would be acceptable to Senator Marty so that he would feel comfortable that this has not gone around the committee process in the Senate.
Madam Chair, I would move the A99 amendment.
Any discussion on the amendment? We haven't quite all got it yet, so we'll just hold on here. Okay. Any questions? This must be the end. And, Senators, I think since we never heard the bill, the concern is about people ordering drugs online without a legitimate prescription and harming themselves. And this is to try to give the Board of Pharmacy some better control over that situation. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Matt.
Section 10.
Do we have to adopt the
second?
Madam Chair, I'd move Article 7. 8.
Yeah, we're in
Section
Article
8.
7. As amended. Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Article 7, Section 8 is adopted.
Section 10. That's going to require a photo ID for Schedule 2 and 3 controlled substances.
I think that's finally been worked out so that we have an amendment.
This is an amendment, Madam Chair.
Just have to make sure we're getting the right version.
180
here.
Amendment.
Madam Chair.
Representative Walker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If individuals on the conference committee or in the audience aren't familiar with Representative Abler, one of the things that I can tell you after 7 years, persistence should definitely be his middle name. I can tell you that I definitely do not support lines 1.3 and 1.4. I still do have concerns with where the language is headed. I know that Representative Abler, along with Representative Moe, have been working on this quite a bit and the concerns that they have. I will leave this up to the committee.
Well, we do appreciate the fact that the amendment at this point in time is restricted to cash purchases. And, you know, Representative Abler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And there's actually two parts. And the first was at your suggestion to add Schedule 1, which is medical marijuana, and I don't know what else. And I imagine those are pretty closely watched. And in terms of the working part of the amendment, lines 3 and 4 are the least important in terms of the operational part. The challenge in the whole NASPER business, as we had some very provocative hearings, people were yelling at each other. It was actually interesting. It was like a kind of a sharing group, and they were yelling at each other. What came out of that was the bill that we adopted earlier with Senator Bergman and I, and I think it's a very sound bill. But what came out of that is that there's a lot of fraud in the people who pay cash, and they go in, and they get their first prescription on their insurance card. They kind of like it, and they get their second one. Now their Mary Smith becomes Mary Johnson, and then she goes in and tells the story, and the doctor believes her and gives her the stuff, and she goes to the pharmacy, pays cash. She's not tracked at all. And the next day she's Mary Tompkins and not tracked at all. And so whereas people that have to have their insurance card or that have some other, the insurance plans watch their people, and they only have one insurance card. And so the only idea is this, they have to show an ID to prove that the prescription matches them. There's no log like there is with pseudoephedrine. There's no registry of any kind. It just the pharmacist would be allowed, even with some exceptions, to match up the ID. That's the entire point of it. The Board of Pharmacy then would take comments about from the pharmacists, and even as soon as next year, if this was an issue, we could come back and modify it. So, but this is the people who are really abusing these Schedule 2 and 3 narcotics and kind of the closet users that no one would even know. And so that's the high end of it. It's not at all my intention to cause any harm to anybody else, which is why there's two exceptions. One is if the pharmacist knows a person, or the second is if you're getting it for your mother or somebody, then you could kind of talk that your way around that with the pharmacist. So it's their discretion. But it'll be more difficult for these people to fraudulently get the stuff if you have a medical system. And the other part is if any third-party payer is involved at all, like medical assistance, Minnesota Care, or you're even a copay with your plan, you already have a card. And so you only have one of those. So your name has to match then. So I think it's as narrow as it can be, yet accomplish a good thing. So I guess the committee can decide.
Representative Abler, I'm just thinking about one thing. I believe in discussions with you about this, your intention was that this would only be a provision of law until the NASPR system was up and running, because once it's up and running, it will do this without having to have all the language you have in here.
That's true for people that have insurance, which is why you don't even need the ID for the people if they have a plan. But once NASPR is running, the person can change their names to different aliases, and they're not tracked at all in NASPR. That name will be tracked in NASPR, but the next pseudonym will not be tracked until they use it again. That's the problem. That's the hole in NASPR, the cash end of it, just so you know. And this actually attempts to block that hole. And the purpose of the report coming back is to see if it's doing what we think or not. If it's a problem, I don't think anybody's going to want to keep it.
Senator Prettner-Solon.
Madam Chair, Representative Abler, did you bring this amendment up when it was discussed in your committees?
In the House side.
It was, yeah.
It was not in the Senate side.
It was a strong testimony from Mike Diekman from Bemidji, who's on the Paul Bunyan Drug Task Force, that the cash world is a huge gap that he sees, and with Frank Moe and that whole. So that's where it came from.
I mean, there are people that don't change their name. I mean.
But, Madam Chair, the people who don't change their name will be in NASPR.
That.
So that's.
I mean, that is true, but.
Yeah.
That is a problem with that also. So, members, I think the best thing to do would be just to vote on this one way or another and get it done with off our deck. So does everyone understand the amendment?
Oh, Madam Chair, I think just to take care of Representative Walker's concern, I'd be happy to delete lines 3 and 4. Schedule 1 was an addition. I don't know much about Schedule 1. I know a lot about Schedule 2 and 3, which was the topic of our work group. And so if members would like to vote on lines 5 through 10, I'd be very comfortable with that.
All right. Representative Abler deletes lines 3 and 4 from his amendment. Is there any further discussion or questions? Seeing none, those in favor of the A-180 amendment as altered, please say aye.
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 Opposed? I believe that the amendment is adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members.
I believe we have to adopt the section as amended now.
Madam Chair, I move Article 7, Section 10 as amended.
Any discussion?
Got my vote now.
Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The amendment, the section is adopted.
And there's a House Section 12, which excludes non-professional employees of DHS employed in mental health facilities for the treatment of psychopathic personalities, sexual predators, criminally insane from the definition of a sexual predator.
Okay. don't. Members, I know that there is quite a bit of opposition to this from the administration. Running one of these facilities is as an essential service as running a prison. And so I think that it would be wise for us at this time just to skip over this section.
Madam Chair.
Representative Walker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I understand it's such a late hour, and we've been under so many different pressures and constraints this week, and it's been quite difficult on many of us, some more than others. I was just sitting here with, take a side moment just briefly, sitting here with Representative Clark, and had a little time while Representative Abler was being passionate, and decided to calculate by, having difficulties with, I think this is good for the public to understand what your members have been doing this week, trying to get this bill together and closed while we weren't able to make it yesterday, still striving hard. This Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there's only 120 hours, those 5 days. Out of those 5 days, I've worked. Other members on this committee have officially worked on your behalf at least 104 of those hours. Yeah, that's deep.
Representative Walker, it is my intention when we get through this section to be done for the evening.
Actually, Senator Berglund, that wasn't my point, actually. My point was being that I am an advocate of this section, and I just wanted to take a moment to express my feelings in support of essential employees, but also give the understanding why the Senate is deciding not to move this provision at this time. It's a late hour. It's one of those things, like I was saying, after dealing with more than 100 hours of working, not wanting to do anything that is going to cause more opposition than we're already facing. And I understand where the Senate's position is coming to. While I disagree about not adopting it at this time, I just wanted to take a moment on the behalf of those that really support this provision to state that.
Well, Representative Walker, I think it is the type of provision that should travel on its own and not be placed in an omnibus bill. So I would encourage those who have those strong feelings to introduce a bill and get it heard in committee and send it on its own. So anything we skip over, we could come back to, but I it's late. We don't need to get into a debate on this issue tonight.
We'll take it.
All right, let's move on then.
I believe that's it.
Ta-da! Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Well, Section 58 was the sober house. And the department said that there's no money attached to that. That wasn't in the no money tracking.
Representative Abler, there is some opposition from senators to this provision. Again, this was never introduced as a bill and gone through the committee process, and so we haven't had a lot of opportunity to have discussion about it in the Senate, and so I'm not ready to take this vote tonight either.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Clark.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just wondering, though, I hope we're not totally taking it off the table, because I think there's some concerns that have been shared by quite a few people. So I guess you're just saying for now we're not going to discuss it tonight. Is that right? We might come back to it.
Well, it's possible that those concerns could get worked out. I'm not optimistic. Again, sometimes bills should go through the committee process. This one has not done so in the Senate. And And members, you know that the Senate was given pretty strict instructions about not including policy items that were not related to the budget in the omnibus bill. We've been very generous in adopting quite a few bills in the omnibus bill. And I think most of those have been worked out with the Senate, but all of them that are in here have not. So I think that okay, so members, members, we're going to adjourn tonight, and Representative Huntley wanted me to announce that we will schedule a conference committee tomorrow for 10:30. Members, we will want to see you about 9 o'clock. Representative Clark.
Madam Chair, I just wanted to remind people, if you were interested in some of the conversation that began with the young folks that are here, they are actually camping out on the front of the Capitol and ask the legislators to come down and talk with them. So if you have just a few minutes, I know it would mean a lot to them.
Members, I'd just like to say a thank you to each and every one of you. We all know how tired we are. Some of us have been here almost all night for 3 nights. Others have kind of come in and out and have had some sleep, but the work that we've done today is quite a bit of work. As you can see, it's very important that we have gotten it done, and so I really appreciate our patience and our willingness to stick with it today. Thank you, members and staff. With that, the meeting will be adjourned. So.